Fala, VP Empire, tudo bem com você?
Tô aqui para gravar um conteúdo bem avançado, tá? Eu vou fazer a leitura aqui de um artigo com você, certo? E eu não vou te explicar nada a respeito de vocabulário, é mais um exercício para que você amplie o seu listening. Aqui nós vamos falar sobre como lidar com objeções como um profissional. Eu pretendo de tempos em tempos, vai, quinzenalmente, trazer alguns artigos que possam ser interessantes para trazer soft skills, habilidades profissionais para você que precisa de inglês e quer aliar isso à sua necessidade mais profissional. Beleza? Então, vou começar a leitura. Já adianto que se você tem o um nível básico ali, pré-intermediário, você pode sofrer um pouco tentando entender aqui esse texto, tá? Mas se você já for o upper intermediate ou até um advanced level, você vai tirar de letra. Beleza? Então, vamos lá. Vou começar a fazer a leitura aqui e gravação para você. Bora lá.
VPFI!
Handling objections like a pro. Pitching that next great marketing idea to your boss? Let's face it, market is often met with some pretty serious scrutiny. So the best thing we can do is be prepared. This article outlines a process called LAER, defined by Dimensions of Professional Selling, that will undoubtedly help you handle any objections like a true professional. Então, basicamente, só antes de começar oficialmente, isso aqui é só uma intro, né? Antes de começar o artigo, ele está falando que a gente vai aprender uma técnica aqui, um processo chamado LAER. LAER. E aí você vai entender do que se trata esse liar, beleza? Why do we need this? Historically, great ideas have been met with great opposition. Proposing new marketing ideas within your organization can be no different. Unfortunately, we know how frustrating it can be to bring a great strategy to the table only to have the idea shot down. Oftentimes, the issue is not the idea, but instead how it is presented. Take into account a few of the reasons why something might be met with resistance. It's new and scary. It seems like a lot of work. It doesn't align with someone's personal agenda. With that being said, properly knowing how to handle objections can be valuable too to the professional marketer. So, enough background, let's dive into the LAER framework. What is LAER? LAER is an acronym for Listen, Acknowledge, Explore, and Respond. You can think of them as steps to take when responding to professional objections. Listen. Listening is the most important skill you can have when understanding how to respond to someone's objections. Even though listen is the first step, it really applies to the entire process. You must take active care to not interrupt, even though you may not agree. When you actively listen, you show people that you respect how they feel. You also show that your response will take into account how they feel. Acknowledge. When it's your time to talk, always start with by acknowledging what you've just heard. It's so important that people know that what they are saying doesn't fall on deaf ears. By acknowledging, you say, "I get it." This doesn't mean you have to agree with your objector, but instead that you are meeting them at their concerns. Acknowledging doesn't always need to be verbal. If you are face to face, a simple head nod at the right time can say, "I'm listening and understand." Explore. In my opinion, this is the step that most people miss. Consequently, it's also the most powerful step in the process. When you explore, you ask questions that allow you to better understand why people are objecting. If you simply assume that you know why they don't agree, you will often only touch on the surface of their reasoning when you respond. Here's where the ever-powerful why comes into play. By asking people why they are objecting, you uncover what makes them feel uncomfortable. Here's the key. Seek to understand, not to be right. Go into the explore process knowing that while you may not agree with the objections, the person objecting does. Your job at this point is not to align what you hear with your beliefs, but completely understand their so that you can respond then realistically. Respond. Here is everyone's most practiced part. The only difference now is you have all the information to respond to what actually matters based upon your following of the previous steps. The key here isn't to tell someone why their way of thinking is wrong, but to lay out all the facts and let them determine what makes the most sense. Mastering LAER. In a nutshell, proper LAER technique involves listening intently to what someone is saying, acknowledging that you understand their objections, exploring deeper what pain they envision that's driving that objection, and finally, when you fully understand the pain, responding to it. Used correctly and in the right order, those four techniques make for masterful objection handling. Let's run through a typical objection handling scenario. New idea 8. It's my belief that investing 100k into fax machines for our tech startup may be a bad idea with all of the great cloud-based document sharing options available. Old school Sam. No way, I've always had luck with fax machines, I don't see why we would change. New idea 8. We should change because fax machines are expensive and they don't interface with modern technology well. The problem with the way Nate handled Sam's objection is that he jumped right to responding without taking the time to acknowledge or explore. Those two steps would have allowed him to understand where Sam's objections came from. Maybe Sam had a bad experience with changing technology, or maybe she's worried about the reliability of an off-site solution. Nate doesn't know, and therefore can't respond appropriately to Sam's concerns. A typical untrained professional will often jump too quickly to respond. Trust me, it feels really natural to jump right to that step, especially when you think you have the right solution. However, a well-trained response involves working your way through listening, acknowledging, exploring, and responding. Let's see what that looks like using the same scenario. Nate. It's my belief that investing 100k into fax machines for our tech startup may be a bad idea with all of the great cloud-based document sharing options available. Sam. No way, I've always had luck with fax machines. I don't see why we would change. Nate. I understand that fax machines have worked well for you in the past. I've had good luck with them too. Are there any other reasons why you want to stick with them? Sam. Well, I'm mostly worried that the new solution won't work. Fax machines just work. I don't see the reason to change. Nate. Trust me, nobody wants a solution that causes more problems than it solves. From my experience, however, cloud-based solutions are extremely reliable. Plus, they have the added benefit of not being hardware-dependent, like fax machine, which need constant preventative maintenance. If we spend some time finding a rock-solid solution, would you be willing to entertain it as an alternative? What was different this time? Nate took the time to understand the heart of Sam's objections. Not only did he acknowledge that Sam's objections was reasonable, he uncovered the real pain, concerns over reliability. This allowed him to tailor his response and present the facts. LAER everywhere. When I first heard about this technique, I had mixed the feeling of both nervousness and excitement. I was excited because I knew how much it could improve my conversations, but I was nervous. It feels like a lot to get down at once. This important thing I quickly realized, however, was you don't need to get this perfect on the first go. When listening to great communicators, listen to them handling objections and slowly work bits and pieces of the technique into your own approach. The day after I learned this technique, I was on a call with a sales representative from a large tech company that you likely use for professional networking. He was presenting the value of their paid services to me and a colleague. And naturally, we told him our reservations with Impact's adoption of the paid platform. What do you think he did? He walked us through LAER and through the process dove much deeper into what really mattered to my colleague and I. If you consciously think, listen, acknowledge, explore, and respond well on both ends of objecting, handle it will quickly become a natural part of your communication skills. Crush it! Teacher Du, straight from VPFI, out.